What could be more romantic?
Well, not much, really. A lot of love's been in the air over the past couple of days in Paris. The organisers behind the French capital's bid to host the 2024 Olympic Games were in passion overdrive as they preened Paris's best feathers in front of the International Olympic Committee. A team comprising 11 men and women came to Paris to assess whether the city should stage the Games in 7 years. We won't know the decision of the IOC Evaluation Commission until mid-September, but the IOC group was treated to a dazzling array of sights and sounds during their three-day visit. There was a look around the Stade de France, which will host the track and field events. There was a tour of Roland Garros, where the tennis will take place. And there was a trip to the vaulted glass ceilings of the Grand Palais, which has been anointed as the site for the fencing and the taekwondo. They were also regaled with one of the many videos highlighting the wonderfulness of the city, which last hosted the Games in 1924.
Here in Paris, we want the Games with a passion. Games for the athletes. Games with Parisians, with people of France and the world. Games in the very heart of the city. That are games for everyone. That help to respect people and the planet. And that inspire us to sport and support us as we do it.
And at the end of their tours, they stepped into the Macronosphere, a meeting with the new political king, Emmanuel Macron. The IOC team didn't get anywhere near the American leader Donald Trump when they visited Los Angeles just over a week ago. Patrick Bauman, chairman of the Evaluation Commission, acknowledged the honor of talking to Macron, but made it clear that the head of state's intervention was ultimately neither here nor there.
We are fortunate that today we have two candidatures that do not present major risks that we have been able to highlight in whatever form for hosting the Olympic Games in 24. In fact, both cities can. Both cities have the Olympic tradition. Both cities have the venues that they need to use. Both cities have a very dedicated and motivated team that wants to lead that. Both cities are different, very, very obviously, coming from a totally different historic and cultural background, totally different way of how sport is organized in the respective countries. But if you were asking whether there are any concerns that would put in jeopardy any of those, we do not see any, and certainly that's also, there is none related to whether a delegation is made up of X or Y when it comes to the vote in Lima, Peru.
These IOC operators are clearly tough cookies. One wonders what will sway them. Well, Bauman said what effectively counts is a city's vision of the Games, how the Olympics is offered to the world and what the world gets back from the Olympics.
We're trying to be a partner of the bidding committee in this sense, and as such, this is not a tribunal that is coming here and judging somebody else. It's just it's a continuation of three steps of the candidatures, and this is the third step. And here we are simply exchanging with the with the bidding committee again. We're going to go on that, I think, for every single day. We are exchanging with them on how to make their bid better. For that, it's extremely simple. We sit in a room, we exchange, it could be a round table. There is no need for any particular special treatment or whatsoever, and we are absolutely happy with that.
In March, the IOC chief Thomas Bach dropped a big hint that the host cities for the 2024 and 2028 Games could be announced this September. Bach said four IOC vice presidents would study changes to the rules over the Olympic bidding process. At the moment, regulations say a host city must be named 7 years in advance, but the Olympic Charter can be rewritten. While all that sounds logical, the problem is that both Paris and Los Angeles have said they're only interested in staging the Games in 2024. 2028 is of no interest. And that's put the Evaluation Commission in a difficult position. Patrick Bauman.
Right now, we are still in a process where we assess potential candidatures for 24. The 24-28 issue is an issue that is being debated, discussed, analyzed, studied, whether there are opportunities and challenges, given the fact that we have two fantastic cities that are bidding currently for 24, and whether this presents an opportunity which could be a win-win for everyone. And I think that's a study that is going on in a working group with the vice presidents of the IOC, which have to deliver a report by June. And independent of what that report will say, the fact is that we have these two cities and we need to evaluate their bids, and that is valid for whatever the final solution will be.
The Paris 2024 committee has been at pains to promote how certain areas will benefit from the Games. The Saint-Denis region to the north of Paris is in line for a revamp with just over 2,000 new homes and an aquatic centre to be built near the Stade de France. Apparently, around 50% of the 11-year-olds in the Seine-Saint-Denis region can't swim by the time they get to secondary school. A couple of big swimming pools would make a difference. But is that what the people want? Étienne Taubois, Director General of the 2024 committee, says yes it is.
I had a lot of public meetings to explain what we wanted to do, and it was actually a very interesting and fruitful meeting in sharing what the people wanted for their community and what we needed to do for the Games. And actually we matched things very well. I must even say that sometimes we were even a bit more ambitious. So I think it's definitely a win-win situation there. This is a territory that is much needing further investment, and that's what the Games will allow. Not that actually we do that for the Games, because these investments anyway would have needed to be done, but the Games will accelerate. We maybe help to bring a bit more quality into the things, and that's a fantastic win-win opportunity.
And the involvement of the athletes over the past couple of days of the IOC tour and prelude to the tour, how important has that been for you?
Well, you know, personally, I'm an athlete already. I was in the Games in 96. Our sports director, our special advisor, you know, we have a lot of sportsmen into the team, and we believe that, the Olympic Games is about sport. And if you want an Olympism and the passion we have for sport also, it is better when sports people are carrying it. And we have a lot of athletes involved in this bid, as you said. They presented technically the venues to the IOC Evaluation Commission. We also had the presidents of the federations there to show that there was a development plan to be carried on with this team and with this bid. So, it's about sport, but it's not just sport for sport. It's sport within the society. We do believe in Olympism. We do believe that the sport can change the world. Yeah. And that's what we want to do. And that's what also we are actually, launching a hand to the civil society at large, saying, guys, we have a very positive project here. What you're doing is fantastic. How can we work together? And you use that platform and us reach out thanks to sport. And I think this is one of the huge strengths of this project, and that's what we wanted to show to the IOC Evaluation Commission, that it was not just a sports bid. It was a bid from the whole society, companies, big, small, startup, social businesses, unions, public authorities, public policies, sports movement, definitely, etc. So it was very important for us.
And, of course, there is President Macron pledging to be en marche and en song with the surge for the Olympic Games. But he would say that less than a week into his mandate. How the political reality pans out is another thing. Nevertheless, it's better to have the backing of the top man and his freshly assembled cabinet, which includes the Olympic champion fencer Laura Flessel as sports minister. And Macron's promise to be with the Paris team when they next discuss their bid with the IOC in Lausanne in July, and just before the big decision in September. If it all goes well for the French capital, then the Olympic bandwagon will roll into town in the summer of 2024.
Paris 2024 will be about sharing the best that we have to offer. Our city, its soul, and its passion. About sharing the spirit of human achievement seen in the Games.
If it all goes well for Macron, he'll be a couple of years into his second term. Well, that's it from Sports Insight. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.
Paris 2024, made for sharing.